Being reborn wasn't on the cards for me. I liked being dead, floating and sleeping in the cold darkness. Nobody to bother me. No orders to take from the horned devil. No civilians to save or police to bark at. Just utter silence. No pain. No feelings. Just an empty void. Since my resurrection, I still felt dead. People passed me in the streets, unaware of the burden I carried. How many hours I'd spent training, how much pain I'd suffered through. I never got a single thank you for all the courageous work I did. But that's the price you pay for becoming Robin, the right-hand man of Batman. I had to work twice as hard to be half as good. That's the thing about you civilians. You only care about the main character, never the sidekicks. Well, things were changing. At the start of my evening, I surveyed Gotham City from the rooftops. The rain was lashing down at me in streams, and I saw the bat signal shining off in the distance, as bright as the moon. It was time to meet an old friend. I saw the silver hair of Commissioner Gordon waiting stoically by the bat signal. He stood under the shelter from the rain, waiting pensively like an obedient dog. The star of the show appeared, not like Superman, but out from the darkness. Then the two old men began to talk, whatever it was about. Just one bullet to the head and the bat would be history. But I couldn't just kill him like that. No, his death needed to have a build-up, a purpose, an audience. I couldn't just assassinate him like a ghost. It needed to be special. You don't rush a good party, and I had my radar on from where I could find one. I retreated and flew into the Gotham skyline. I walked the streets. Nobody paid any attention to me. Not even the hobo slumped up against the doorway of my apartment. I tiptoed up the stairs. My stealth skills were great, as I always managed to dodge my drunk landlord. I closed my apartment door and my body grew assertive. Somebody was there. I could feel it. I spied along the walls. The apartment was nothing much. Kitchen, bedroom all wrapped into one. Not the ideal hiding place for a robber or a serial killer. My eyes stopped dead at the shadow by the window, hidden by the curtain leading out onto the balcony. The best thing about this dank and dirty place was a view of Gotham brewing below. I pulled out my handgun, aiming it at the freak's forehead. "You're not fooling anyone here, pal. Step out of the shadows." "I have an amazing aim with this thing. I suggest you do as I say, unless you want to stain my walls. Step out." The voice was deep and gravelly. It was familiar to me, but my shattered mind was having difficulty trying to piece things together. His voice was like a slithering snake. Then it hit me. "Scarecrow. Now, if you think I'm threatening, you want to meet Dr. Jonathan Crane." Time and darkness hadn't been his best companions. Last time I saw him, he looked relatively normal, in a tweed suit with his body laced into an Arkham straitjacket. Now, barely a man, his face had rotten away, and that mask he paraded around with had become his skin. He barely had lips anymore, and he breathed like a panting lion. I see you got my message. Like many other villains, he had plans to bring Gotham to its knees. Obviously, a plan as ambitious as that had to include the death of the Caped Crusader. Scarecrow waved his needle finger at me. Without disclosing any details, he informed me that he was having a meeting with his associates to discuss further proposals on the Batman case. Apparently, the meeting was VIP only. Some of the attendees were eager to meet me, especially after my resurrection. Scarecrow's plan was to bring Gotham's faithful knight to his knees. I was determined to deal the killing blow right to the end. I'll be there. Scarecrow's face twisted into a horrifying caricature of a smile. He disappeared into the night. He was obviously convinced he'd secured himself another pawn in his game. If only he knew how much I wanted to take him and his criminal allies down for good. But any such thoughts would have to wait until I had my revenge on the Bat. We gathered at the Arkham Asylum. It was a freak show of the usual suspects and psychopaths. Having to mingle with your once sworn enemies turned out to be the easy task. If you stick to the shadows, some don't even notice your presence at all. Although, I had to restrain myself when Harley showed up. The clown's sidekick had much to pay for. To Gotham. And me as well. I remained hidden in the shadows for most of the negotiations. Scarecrow's plan turned out to be ambitious, and just as cunning as he was insane. If done correctly, it would wreck the city beyond recognition and crush the spirit of its protector. The identity, weaknesses, and failures of the Batman would be exposed to the world, and then, he would die. It seemed like the appropriate moment for me to step forth, but all of a sudden, Poison Ivy decided to speak up as well. She'd arrived with Harley Quinn as one of the last stragglers, and they were both completely unaware of my presence. As could be expected by a woman of her views, she wanted no part in Scarecrow's schemes and promptly left. She still looked as beautiful as ever, with her blood-red hair dripping down her back and that hourglass figure which would make my heart race. We wrapped up the meeting soon after, and the rest of us in agreement over the broader aspects of the plan. Then, I set out to Poison Ivy. I followed her across half the city, to the Botanical Gardens, on Mayagani Island. It was a predictable choice for the criminal of her beliefs. We had a bit of history, she and I. Always on opposing sides of the law, but not always fueled by mutual hate for one another. In my opinion, leaving Poison Ivy out of the equation was a dangerous move. She had to be reined in. I followed her deep into the gardens.
Who's there?
Pamela Isley. It's been a while.
You?
Surprised?
You should be a ghost. A name etched on a gravestone.
Yeah, you're right. I should be. I'm not as dead as some would like me to be.
Shh, shh, It's okay, my darlings. Baby Robin won't hurt you. Daddy Bat replaced him. He's nobody now. Mr. Clown made sure of that. Why are you here?
You're not the only one with little interest in Scarecrow's petty schemes. He can believe whatever he wants to. Once I kill the Batman, I'll be the one to protect Gotham. And then I will rid the city of its filth once and for all.
You were at the meeting?
Yes.
And now you want to kill the Batman yourself?
I'll let Scarecrow and his little friends run him tired, and then, when he's on the brink of despair, I will have my revenge. You find that amusing?
Wouldn't you? To think that one of his loyal boys ended up with such a strong desire to kill him. Yes, I do find that very ironic.
You know nothing about loyalty.
When it comes to my plants, little boy, I'm nothing but loyal. You have a brass nerve coming to my garden and thinking you can dictate to me. Men like you are going to be the fall of this world, and when it does, I'll be watching, and Mother Nature will devour. So, why did you come here?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I don't care about Scarecrow, but I don't want loose ends getting in the way. I will help you. If you help me.
I don't like to make bargains with the good guys anymore. You don't stick to your word. Last time I made a bargain with the Bat, he kept me in Arkham when he promised to be merciful to my children. And he let them die.
I'm not Batman. Far from it.
You fought by his side. He tutored you. So, how can I trust you?
Batman always broke his promise with you. I won't. I know what it's like to be deceived, used, spat out. I know you're not an evil person, Pamela. Batman has hurt both of us. He deserves to pay.
My name is Ivy. And I stopped being human a long time ago. There's a storm brewing. Scarecrow is going to make sure this city chokes. As long as my children are safe, nothing else matters.
Is that really how you feel? I don't buy it. We could always count on you. You never broke any of your promises. I won't stab you in the back like that, Bat. I'll keep your babies safe.
We're done talking. Get out of my garden.
Do you honestly think Scarecrow cares about your children? You're just a pawn, just like I am. That creature doesn't have a heart deep down. It rotted away a while ago. You always act like you couldn't care if this world tumbled into flames, but I think deep down there's more to you, Pamela.
Stop calling me that.
It's not nice when your mask gets stripped away, is it? Sometimes we have secrets we don't want people to see. It must suck that every time you kiss a real man, he dies.
It's heaven.
Really? Then how come you never killed me when you had the chance? Come on, think about it. We fought many times. You could have had me whenever you wanted. You knew you were stronger. But you did nothing.
Stop dancing with me.
Answer the question and I'll leave.
You were lucky. Now leave.
Listen to me. Scarecrow will kill you. If not now, then later. I'm offering you a choice here.
He always saved you.
What?
The reason why I never killed you was that he always saved you.
No.
You were always just the little bird.
That's not true.
And you always had to rely on the big bad bat to come and save you.
No!
Did I hit a soft spot there? Is that why you want to kill him?
I've got my reasons.
You want to prove you're better than him. Is that so?
I warn you, Ivy.
You don't hold a candle to him. You will always be a boy.
Enough! fuck. I am better than Batman.
Then prove it! You are so predictable. Just like him.
I'm not like him.
You cannot win, little bird.
Pamela.
I told you to stop using that name.
I can help you.
The only one who needs help is you. Only this time, the bat won't come to your aid.
I do not need his help. Last chance, Pamela.
Pamela Isley is dead.
You and your plants will not get in my way. Join me or...
You hurt my babies.
Mm.
You promised you wouldn't hurt them. You humans. Lying scum! All of you! They were so pretty. So loyal. Young and fragile. They only wanted to protect me. You tore them to pieces right after telling me you wouldn't hurt them. Do you remember the first time we met, little boy? You were so young and foolish. Had you wrapped around my little finger? The bat nearly didn't save you back then. I got so close to kissing you on that occasion. Do you remember? I can see by the look in your eyes that you do remember. What do you say? Should we pick up from where we left off all those years ago? Shush, boy. See? I know you are still interested in me. Like any other man who gets a sniff of my pheromones. It can't be helped. So, why don't you lie still and embrace the feel of my heavenly kiss? It won't hurt one bit. I promise you.
Pamela, you don't want to do this.
Oh, I think Pamela would want this just as much as I do.
Pamela, no. No.
See, little bird? He didn't save you this time.
You.
Shh, shh, shh. Save your breath. My plants don't need to keep you in check anymore.
You.
What is it?
You were wrong.
What is this? What are you? Why aren't you dead?
Ever heard of a Lazarus pit? Good way to juice up your health, but it comes with a strange side effect.
Get off me!
I don't want to hurt you or your plants, Pamela.
I'm not her.
You were right about one thing, though.
Why did you do that?
Because I've been wanting to do that for ages. And... and you didn't seem to mind it.
Let me go.
Is that really what you want?
Yes!
Truly? I think you enjoyed that.
Said just like a weak-willed man.
But I'm not a man. I'm something more.
Wrong again. Now I have you where I've always wanted you. Under my skin. Listen to me, boy. I've heard all of these sonnets before. Everyone wants me. Try and come up with something I'll believe.
They want your body. I want your mind, your passion, Pamela. Years ago, I researched you when we first met. I know how Dr. Woodrue treated you. He knew how powerful you were becoming, and he tried to take it out of you. I know what it's like to be perceived as insignificant. You're just like me. An outcast.
Wait. Shh. Wait, my darlings. He won't hurt me. Go to sleep. Nobody ever mentions Woodrow. He's always seen as a genius who stood on the wrong side of the tracks. Nobody knew the real man. He killed me because he couldn't take the fact that I rejected him. He wasn't innocent. He was a true villain. Just like Scarecrow.
I can make you feel better. We can help each other. Please, Ivy. Be alive. With me.
I still don't understand why you're not dead.
Neither do I. Get on your back. I've been waiting to do this since the moment I set eyes on you.
What are you going to do?
Taste you. Open your legs. Let it go, Pamela. Oh.
Give you justice for what's stored down there.
I could say the same about you. You're covered in battle scars.
We both are. This isn't how I envisioned us fighting.
I think it's the best way. I want you, Pamela.
I...
Don't be scared.
I want you too.
Look at me. Hey. Look at me. I want to lose myself in you. Don't be afraid. Am I hurting you?
Nothing I can't take.
Oh.
What have you... What have you done to me?
Something I wanted to do. Since the first time I saw you.
That was just the hormones of a young boy.
I couldn't forget you. He... He told me it was due to pheromones. And I never questioned it. It made sense at the time, but I'm not so sure now.
I'd forgotten all about feelings like these.
So had I, to be honest.
What happens now?
This doesn't change what I must do. Batman will die, one way or the other. I can't let anyone else do it. I won't let anyone else do it.
I already told you. I don't want any part in your vendetta.
I'm not asking you to take part in it.
Then why did you come here in the first place?
Scarecrow plans to use his fear toxin as a way to keep Batman occupied. While his little friends prepare their own surprises. I have a feeling Batman will track you down and try to enlist your help in getting rid of the toxin.
And if that happens?
I will do whatever it takes to bring Batman to justice for good. But the fear toxin will claim countless victims if it isn't stopped.
Are you telling me to help him?
No. I'm asking you to help him. If not for the innocent people who may die as a result of Scarecrow's plans, then for the sake of your plans.
There are very few innocent people in Gotham. They don't care about Mother Nature, don't care about ending her suffering.
What about children? Aren't they innocent? Just like your plants are? Pamela, I meant what I said earlier. I will do what I can to help you, but you can already begin by helping yourself. Save them. Even if it means helping the Bat, he won't live to see how you've changed.
There is an island.
An island?
A remote island in the Caribbean Sea. I once tried to settle there, to be free from humanity's destructive behavior. I struggled so hard to raise my babies there. Until a weapon test took them all away from me. I think I would like to go back there.
To start over, you mean?
Something like that.
Sounds like the kind of vacation I haven't had in years.
I will help Batman.
Thank you, Pamela.
If he asks for my help.
I must go and prepare. I will see you again when this is over.
Wait. Don't forget what you promised.
I won't. Pamela, I don't want you to take any risks.
I'm not in any danger.
But if Scarecrow's henchmen show up...
I already told you. I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself. Besides... Nature always.